A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Krémakala. Well, it's a funny story because we had another name 2 years ago. It was Elkrim Vasquez, and you're gonna say what? And you're not going to pronounce it again. So, and we worked together with Gambit. And Gambit, he's the bass player of Manu Chao from Spain, and he couldn't pronounce it. It was really impossible. Elkrim class. He couldn't pronounce it. So he said, you have to change your name if you want to go abroad.
And we changed our names, and here we are.
So it worked. So Krémakala is powerful. It's still the creme, the crema from.
The creme de la creme, but yeah, with energy, exactly. With good vibes.
Exactly.
That's what it means.
Yeah. It's very natural.
Usually we take an existing song, we just steal everything and we make it our own. So.
We start David Guetta ruling all over the world. Well, why don't we do that? No, it's very natural. So
it's a little he comes
with an idea on the guitar, he puts some horns on, I put the lyrics on, and then we go.
And then we bring it out in the rehearsal studio, and then we rehearse together and the next song is born.
Bam!
Hope again!
Sometimes it goes very quick. Sometimes we have an idea, bap, and it's already fixed. But sometimes
we work 7 years and it's still not finished.
Do we play that song? No, we don't play the song. And 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, okay, just play the song.
We try to give the audience the sunshine, the happiness, the summer feeling, everything where you can be happy of, something like that, that we're gonna try to give at the audience tonight.
If the people come to our concert, we try to make them forget all the bad things, all the financial bad things, all the bad politics. We just give them like an hour of good vibes, good energy, and we hope they have fun.
They're going home with a big smile. We'll be right back.
We're all musicians. We all play music, and then the nice thing, which is actually a true story, is that we found each other when we were like 14, 15 years old.
Yep.
Yeah, we grew up in the same neighborhood. We started making music together, wow, just for having fun, you know. At first, when we could get on stage and we could have beer, we were really happy.
Yes.
But we kept on growing, and every year we go like, oh, this is it, this is the end. Let's try to reach for more, but what we achieve now is really awesome, and we keep on growing, so it's really, yeah, it's a nice story, actually. And we really keep on growing, and yeah, we try to achieve more and more and more every year.
Mm-hmm. It's a good puzzle. You are a good puzzle. He's a good saxophone player. He's a good percussionist. He wrote the songs or the lyrics. We also write together the song, so it's a good puzzle. It works very good. It's not each his own place, but everybody together.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody has his job.
Even though we are 8 people on stage, which makes it sometimes quite hard to make decisions and stuff, we're quite complementary as well. So, awesome.
That's true.
I think we're all proud to be Belgian. Yeah, and we all come from Antwerp, and we're proud to come from Antwerp. Yeah, but
that's good about Antwerp. That's not like you have in Spain. You've got that music style in Spain, like flamenco. But in Belgium, you've got every style is coming into Paf Antwerp. So that's why we have also.
We're the center of Europe, so we hear everything, and all bands have to pass Belgium before they go to the Balkans or they go back to Spain. So we have the opportunity to watch lots of concerts, and
yeah,
I think it influences us lot as well.
C'est le paradis.
Passar, see what he had nothing to say. To talk meaningful or respect the silence. He was broke from the family, had niks to sing. Sich dann nicht schiedig, wirst du der Bestürme. Die Beine lümmer kuhn, mit Süden, der Adil. Mein Vokabular kommt in die Hühne, das ist er. Was ist, was das, du musst schon mal nach.
It's Manu Chao for sure. So that was amazing that we had Gambit to work with.
That was
really crazy. So that was a dream that came true. Yeah.
I remember when we had one of the first. Every year we go on a rehearsal weekend, and we drink a lot and rehearse nothing. But and every evening we were watching the live DVD from Manu Chao, and we were all
looking like that.
Look at that! Look at that! And then 7-8 years later, there's Gambit coming to us. Hey guys, let's collaborate. La la la. We went to the concert of Manu Chao. We went backstage, have a chat with everybody, and it was really great to meet your idols and to see that things are actually happening and everything's possible. Why not? Mm. It's a good story also because we were working on an album. We're looking for a producer. Who should we call? And Tim goes like, let's call Gambit. And we were all like, oh my
yeah, call Gambit.
And then we actually just grabbed the phone, just phone him. He asked us to send some material, and the next day he phoned us back. Yeah, let's work together. We're like, woo!
One week like this.
Thank you. j'adore cet été.
Non, pour la fois, on va bouger, bouger.
Mais j'adore cet été.
Come on.
I think it's different for every one of us.
That's
like
true.
I like Maceo Parker as a saxophone player, the bass player likes other people, and it's also because of the different influences, because every one of us is playing with other bands as well, it's all the different influences together which takes care of the rich sound we have, I think.
I think that's true. Sometimes they say you play music like Manu Chao, but we say that's not true, because we are the mixture of lots of styles, I think.
Yeah, if they ask for a style, or if you would ask for a style, that was the next question. we couldn't answer, because it's really that much. We play ska, we play pop, we play reggae, we play Balkan. It's really a mixture of those, so we created our own style. That we can't define it, so which I don't mind, I think, but the only tricky part is if you ask what style we play, we never can answer it. Just come to our show and you'll see what we play.
But that's also good, I think, because the people come to the first song, okay, second song, it's not the same, the third song is not the same, it's not always the same style, so that's what I like when I go to see somebody playing on stage.
Yeah. All right. For the next song, we have three questions. The first question, are there ladies in this venue? Oh, Chet, obviously. Second question, are there gentlemen in this room? Third question, are you in for a dance? Are you in for a big dance? Come on. We'll be right back.
Well, we took 7 years for the first album, so we are kind of slow with that one, because we believe and still believe that we're a live band. We're really a live band, and we always had a problem in our heads. We can't make an album like it would be live.
It's difficult to capture the energy on just a little disc. You know?
Yeah,
you have to really see it and party with us to get what we try to bring to the audience. And if it's more difficult if you're sitting in a comfortable in your living room and listening to the music, it's still quite fun, and I believe it's really good, but it's a real different atmosphere from when you're seeing us live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for example, now our album, people say we're not going to put it on the stereo when there's people and we're dining, because that's a bit too
heavy.
But when we're doing the dishes, then we put on the album. So that's funny, because then they are moving with plates, and we have so that's good.
That's good.
But for now, for the next album, we don't know yet what we're gonna do. So
it's gonna be a big surprise for us and for everybody, I think.
Obviously, we're rehearsing now. We're doing a whole new set for the next summer, and we're gonna record some stuff and release some EPs within the next, I think, 4 months. But the album might still be waiting 1 year or so.
Yeah, nice. But we're gonna release some singles and some video clips, and so we're busy. We're gonna tease the people, our fans.
I think also as a musician these days, you have to work real hard to make some money, and you have to convince every fan to like you,
and to come
to your show. And that's why we like to play as well.
We really want to
go to the people, and
we like to convince
come out of your houses. Yeah. This is what we are. This is what we stand for. And party with us. And if you like it, great. Join our Facebook and follow us. I think that's the only way nowadays how you can gain fans, because via CDs, everybody knows that the industry is collapsing. So.
So here, we have two questions. The first question, I'm gonna sing something like, oh, and you're gonna give me back, oh, yeah, right, okay. We're gonna do that, very, very perfect. At a certain moment, we all gonna jump on the stage. It will be really, really, really cool if you jump with us. It goes something like this: jump, 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 jump. Whoa! Everybody, sing. Going down. Come on, going down. Everybody, going down. Way up. Way up.
A Superman.
Átkozott ócskavas. Ez már az ötödik defektes nóta.
És a kicsi kocsi sem száguldulna.
Miszter szeretett volna lenni, hát mi miszter?
Talán az angyolok városa?
Olyan bamlasz ember voltál, Gabriel.
Vagy szombatesti láz? Nem!
Hújjon le a letel!
Ez csak nagy rozsdási est.
Végső esetben vessük le a közényt.
Ma délután. A Dunán.
Lesz szerencsém megölni fiatalembert.
Remélem, hogy téved.
Vigyázzon, biztos!
Mit ültem? Az apám D'Artagnan.
Mit akar?
Állni a testét, köszi.
A becsület bajrokai.
Értek a férfiakhoz. Az, aki meghiúsanál terveit, még nem született.
Milyen fehér személy?
A királyért!
A harcban nem is ennek kegyelme.
Egy mindenkiért!
Mindenkiért egyért!
A királyném nyaki. Ma este a Dunán.
Szeretnék egy örvendetesét bejelenteni.
Az élni járó úttörő jutalma egy álomutazás.
Mi találtunk ám egyszer.
A kiválasztottat nem egyszerű válni.
Bodónak vagy Balognak hívják.
Eljuthat valaha az álmok földjére?
Tibort nem akarom elengedni.
53 magyar film, a Magyar Művészeti Akadémia válogatása, a magyar filmtörténet legnagyobb alkotásaiból. Jutalomutazás. Árdai István és Szalai György filmjét vasárnap este tekinthetik meg a Dunán. Megcsalták.
De jó ég.
Megunta.
Ezt is eltem.
Döntött.
Új életet kezdünk.
Belevágott.
Mit csináltak itt?
Az anyám férjet keres.
Megpróbálta.
Előfelé kapunk egy második lehetőséget.
A fiaiért.
Szerinted bolond a mama? Nem tud, másikat nem is.
És önmaga boldogságáért. René Zellweger, Kevin Bacon, egyetlenem. Kedden este a Dunán.
Fogad sincs a korszerű nevesi módszerekről!
Igen? Papától!
A Rosburg azt mondta, hogy a gyereket nem szabad verni!
Rohanj! Jelentsd annak a csibésznek!
Más munkát kerek magamnak.
Kell, hogy valakit elviselj. És jó, ha valaki elviselj tényleg is.
Alex nekem...
Lefeszült a volt feleségével, és akkor mi van? Hát ott lak együtt.
Én elmennék az... Tulajdonképpen belejzés, szülői áldás lenne erre az egész bohózkodásra.
Kér a színpadra a Forma együttes tagját, Borbás Bittát.
Nyugi évszak. Csütörtökön 19 óra 55 perckor a Dunán.
Egy lány.
Adi Endre. A legszebb férfi, akit valaha is láttam.
Szerelem.
Legjobban szeretném fölpakolni és elvinni.
Nem elvenni lehet és nem elvinni.
Elmúlás.
Maga a legnagyobb magyar közvegye. Ez szerint viselkedni.
És a fájdalom, amit egy életen át visel.
Üdvönök és üresek a napjaim. Nem talok kapaszkodót.
Csinszka.
Annyi mindent doktor csinálni.
Csütörtökön, 21 óra 15 perckor, Dunán.
Azért jelentkeztem a felszállott a páva vetélkedőjébe, hogy valamit népszerűsítsünk ezen a műfajon. Hát, ha valakinek kedve szóljon arra, hogy esetleg valami lépést lejárjon muzsára, vagy esetleg énekre nyissa a csőrét. Jelentkezzetek minél többen, mert a saját kultúr többet érdemel.
Jelentkezési határidő május 12-e, vasárnap éjfél. Fölszállott a páva. Hamarosan a Dunán.